The Canadian Union of Postal Workers recently announced that talks with Canada Post will continue on Friday, August 15. Negotiations will also be held on Monday, August 18. Canada Post has stated that they are waiting to hear the union's response to its best offer, which was widely rejected by CUPW employees in a union-wide vote. The new collective agreement has been on the negotiating table for more than a year and a half. CUPW Local 812 President Nicole Chouinard said that she expects progress to be made on the collective agreement. "One way or another, I think that some resolution is forthcoming," said Chouinard. "There are no more options for delays legally that we're aware of. From my perspective, it seems that the delay tactics and the intervention have got to come to an end. It has to be serious negotiations now. Canada Post forced that vote. They went to the Minister of Jobs and Families and asked her to make us vote on that best and final offer, and we voted it down. The membership spoke at Canada Post's will, and they have no option at this point, in my opinion, but to sit back down and negotiate." She also put importance on a few issues that she feels both CUPW and Canada Post can compromise on. "Hopefully, we'll get a little bit closer on the wage demands," said Chouinard. "We are optimistic that we'll find some type of compromise on weekend delivery. The union has never been against weekend delivery. We have a couple of different options for weekend delivery already in our collective agreement. Hopefully, we can come to some sort of a compromise for the weekend delivery issue." Weekend delivery has been a contentious issue for the union during negotiations, as Canada Post is heavily pushing for new part-time roles to fill weekend deliveries to remain competitive against for-profit companies like Purolator. "This is where the creation of these part-time positions that they're talking about comes into play," said Chouinard. "They would like to have part-time positions available solely to be able to deliver parcels on the weekends. We don't argue that parcels could be delivered on the weekends. We don't want those part-time jobs to be created solely for that purpose, because weekend parcel delivery is not in Canada Post's mandate to start with. Canada Post has a mandate to have affordable rates to deliver to all Canadians. There is no part of its mandate that dictates that it should be able to deliver parcels 7 days a week." Despite her optimism that talks will make progress on a new collective agreement, she is uncertain how this will take place. "We are in uncharted territory. I have no idea," said Chouinard. "Honestly, I would have to be a mind reader to have any idea where these next couple of days are going. All we can do is hope that they've decided to actually come to the table and negotiate in good faith. Both sides can come together to come up with something that will satisfy the needs of the 55,000 members of the union, as well as the needs of the tens of millions of Canadians that we serve." One issue that Chouinard is concerned with is the delays that have taken place, something that she views as an intentional tactic. "I was shocked at how long it took for Canada Post to even respond. It was insulting that we got those results and they posted a press release on August 1st and it is now August 13th. And this is the first we've heard. At the end of the day, am I surprised that they've agreed to sit down? Not necessarily." Federal Jobs Minister Patty Haidu was clear that she expects, now that the members of the union have spoken, "We have turned down this best and final global offer. We have said, no, that's not suitable for us." She made a statement saying that she is optimistic that both sides will get back to the table. "I think Canada Post is out of other options to delay and continue this reign of terror that they've had over us for the last almost 2 years in negotiations."